strong language and nudity. It's intended only for mature audiences. Listener discretion advised.
Melissa and Jack's second date on 103.7 Play.
If your date doesn't call you back after a first date, Melissa and I will call them up, put them on air, and try to find out what happened.
Good morning, Audrey. We want to hear all about your date that you went on.
So I met this really great guy. What was really cool about it is that we actually met at a bar. It was real organic, you know, no dating site or app. He suggested we go out and do some little karaoke.
Karaoke on a first date? That's a little risky.
Karaoke is my favorite. I love the spotlight. And I've always been told, my mom's always told me, you know, I should pursue a singing career. When I got back to this chair, he had this look on his face like, wow, this girl can sing. And because I guess I impressed him so much, I really think we hit it off well.
Well, you blew him away with your karaoke skills, had some great conversation. Sounds like everything went well, you know, except for the fact that he's not calling you back now for a second date.
Yep.
All right, well, let's call up Bobby right now, see if we can find out why he never called you back for a second date.
Hello.
Hi, is Bobby there?
Yeah, this is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, this is Jack. You don't actually know me, but we have a mutual friend, Audrey, who I think you went on a date with recently. Does that ring a bell?
I went on a date a couple of days ago. I think that sounds right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This sounds kind of weird, but I'm calling on her behalf because she says you haven't been calling her back or texting her back. And I was just calling to figure out, did something happen on the date or just anything I can tell her? I mean, she says you're not returning her calls or text or anything.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I mean, it was, for the most part, it was fine. I mean, we went out to this karaoke bar, actually. We're having a really good time. She's really cute, nice to hang out with. Having a couple drinks, laughing, checking out other people, getting up to sing. And then she suggests, okay, I'm going to get up and go sing. It's like, okay, this will be entertaining. This will be cool. Well, she gets up and she does Katy Perry's Roar.
Okay.
It was unequivocally the worst thing I have ever heard. It's horrible. No, she is horrible. And what made it even worse, I mean, she's completely sharp. She's completely flat. She can't hold a tune to save her life. But the worst thing is, she is deer in headlights, deadpan serious while she's up there wailing away. And then she comes back like she has just killed it.
Ugh.
But it's horrible. No, she can't sing to save her life.
Is that why you're not calling her back? Because she didn't sing very well?
Yeah, pretty much.
How f***ing shallow can one person be?
Well, wait a minute.
Are you
Audrey?
Kidding me right now?
Whoa, wait a minute. You're no friend of hers. This is a setup.
Hey, Bobby, you're right. It is a setup. Sorry, man. You've been on 103.7 Play's second date. Audrey's been listening in.
Hi, Audrey.
You're nice not calling
you
me
too.
Back because of the way I sing?
Yeah,
first of all,
tell the story again?
If you have any class at all, which apparently you don't, you would have responded back with, hey, had a great time, but maybe this may not work out. We're adults, Bobby. If I go up and sing, and I think I have a decent voice, I didn't hear anyone booing me off that damn stage. And that's
you
the reason why you're not going to call me back?
They weren't booing. They were laughing their asses off at you.
Bobby, everyone has different talents, different things they're good at and not good at. I mean, at least she had the guts to go up on stage and have a good time and sing some karaoke. I mean, who cares if she can't sing?
But
you're going to hold that against her whole relationship.
She thinks she can sing, and that's what makes it bad.
Exactly.
Oh,
thank
for
you.
Heaven's sake.
Audrey, I'm kind of wondering, can you sing? I mean, you said you could sing. He says you can't sing.
Do you want her to sing right now?
Yeah, I mean, if she's willing to.
Do you want
to
sing a little Katy Perry Roar?
You're gonna see me roar.
Oh, I see what he was talking about.
Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good call, Bobby.
Ugh.
The important question is, can 103.7 Play help you get past this and put you on a second date?
I would never, ever go out with someone so shallow and pathetic that he wouldn't call someone back because he didn't like their singing voice. I'm good. I don't need someone like that in my life. Thank you, though.
Yeah, I didn't see this one having any long-term potential anyways.
What happens? We get married, I sing in the shower, you divorce me?
Probably. I mean, have you hurt yourself?
Melissa and Jack's second date on 103.7 Play.